brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are now into hour number two. I'm going to be taking your phone calls. I got a bunch of audio clips. We're going to be getting into Obama's going ahead with carbon taxes outside of Congress that are paid directly to him and Al Gore and others. It's just unbelievably outrageous. That's being reported by Bloomberg, who, of course, has been promoting it and must be very happy. Obama quietly raises carbon prices, cost to climate increase. Look how Bloomberg reports it like. If there's a storm, it's because you didn't pay Bloomberg or Al Gore or that pig Obama money. By pig, just like up there, they even act like they're communists. They're not even communists. There's these globalist kleptocrats who walk around annihilating all businesses they don't own. It's just disgusting. Disgusting filth. Continuing here, DHS-funded exercise portrays free American citizens as terrorist cell. This is our top story today. And I get so wound up on the other news I got into. I didn't cover this in the first hour. This is our top story. This is huge. This is big. And I want to also ask the crew in there, I want you to go into this article and print me the Boston Globe that came with it. It's at the bottom of the second paragraph, so I can show people it's in the Boston Globe. A couple months before the bombing, they were going to have a drill where the Tea Party bombs the public on a public street in Boston with backpack bombs. Oh, boy. And that way, if any of their operatives get caught doing it, they just say, oh, it's part of the drill. Then that worked like sweet. And of course, they were a few days after going to blame the Tea Party. They said it's a Tea Partier. They've got him. He's at the courthouse. They're going to release the news. And then, thank God, we got photos of the drill and all the rest of it. And the witnesses, and then they had to back off and, I guess, burn some of their... They always have backup groups to burn. That's when the brothers were out partying, having a great time. They thought, hey, we're in the CIA. This is awesome. You know, they were in the CIA. They were funded. They were operatives. They were idiots. They were, according to the CIA, they were useful idiots. And they were set up. There's no doubting that. They're killing all the witnesses around them. But I'm crazy to look at that. I'm nuts. But that's not even the angle. Our article doesn't even get into all that. It gets into they having a drill that was scheduled for next month that was booked, whatever it was, 3 months ago, a few months before the bombing, of the Tea Party tripe right-wing group that wears a American flag, Uncle Sam hat. That's the symbol of it. And they were going to blow up the people, just like I was able to dig up the articles a few months ago, when it was back in the news, where they're training all over the country, that the homeschoolers are going to attack the public schools. Yes. And they have drills unannounced where they traumatize the children, telling them all that this is coming. So when we come back from break, we're going to go to Ron and Robert and Regina and Chris and Aaron and many others that are patiently holding. Then I'm going to get into this top story, and then I'm going to get into Obama's minion, Biden warns GOP, led by two young senators, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. And he warned in the speech, they won't work with us. They're dangerous. We've got to stop them, these Tea Party people being elected. See, that's real Tea Party, not the fake Tea Party the Republicans tried to co-opt. Let me tell you, how do you know Rand Paul is good and Ted Cruz are good? Because the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership have tried to do everything they can to bring them down. And whenever Biden's talking to his biggest supporters and millionaire donors, all he's doing is whining 24/7 about Rand Paul. Because they've got Rand Paul's phones tapped, folks. They know Rand Paul is a patriot. Ted Cruz, I don't know him well, so I don't know if I can trust him. I like what I see. And so there you go. But I know Rand Paul's for real, as good as it gets. And they know he's been playing them, not the other way around. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's some of the headlines. You can't make this stuff up. DHS-funded exercise portrays free American citizens, that's a quote, Tea Partiers, as terrorist cells who they are training might commit a Boston bombing. Branding of the Tea Party as violent extremist accelerates, I'd say so. In that big cover story in Bloomberg just a few days ago, they say, quote, Alex Jones doesn't build bombs, he builds bombers. When I call for nonviolence outside of a jury, you know, finding an axe murderer guilty and executing him. I mean, I'm for due process, and everybody knows that. And but I am trying to rile the people up to the open tyranny to take our country back, and if tyrants try to oppress us or ship us off to a FEMA camp, well, you know, we got the Second Amendment for that, and that's on my right. The globalists are using our money to arm to the teeth and spy on us and deindustrialize us. It's incredible. So that's coming up. I'm going to get to the big news, too. Obama quietly raises carbon prices. Cost to climate increased. I mean, what do you say about a headline? They say a picture can tell 1,000 words. I could write a book off that treasonous Bloomberg Decepticon headline. It's illegal for Obama in a regulation to raise the price when Congress hasn't even passed carbon taxes, but they already had them in there. Now he's raised it. but then gives waivers to all his friends, and then he sits on the boards and has massive stock in the Chicago Climate Carbon Exchange. And then Gore owns the London Exchange. It's called Gore and Blood. That's not a pun. The other partner's named Blood. Look it up. I'm not joking. And if they can force this through, it is a tax to them. Why not? They take Europeans' bank accounts and give it to private bankers. We pay $85 billion a month going up on the national debt that's more than doubled since Obama got in to give to foreign banks. And Congress is told, sit down and shut up. We're not going to tell you where that money's going. Yeah, it's $85 billion a month, but we're not going to tell you, Congress, who gets it. Sit down and shut up. No, Congress is just over the power of the purse, but that's just the Constitution. Just a bleeping piece of paper. Yeah, there's another Bloomberg article. Gore and Blood linked CO2 to subprime debt. Isn't that just special? Yeah, Bloomberg, though, is not telling you now. Obama raises the price of the collapsing carbon market to line his pockets. Or Obama raises price of direct tax to him. And then, you know, the headline's got more because it says Obama quietly raises carbon price. You could write a book about that statement. And then after it, as cost to climate increases, because Bloomberg says it's the science that carbon dioxide that we exhale is heating the planet, even though the science is the opposite, and they've been proven to be known frauds and their emails are public, doesn't matter. Bloomberg says as the cost to the climate, he says carbon dioxide out of coal power plants is a toxic waste and it's hurting the earth. Because they wave their magic wand, and that's the way it is. And so you need to sit down, and you need to shut up. And then the idiots go, what do you work for the oil companies? Most of the big oil companies, Dutch Royal Shell, BP. The only one that didn't 100% go along was ExxonMobil. And then 5 years ago, Rex Tillerson, the board meeting was broken up. David Rockefeller showed up and he said, you will be removed right now. I'm the owner of this company. And the other big six or seven companies that were broken up under Standard Oil, still the owner, they just broke them up. You are fired right now, Tillerson, if you don't do this. That, by the way, that was in the news. Type in Rex Tillerson, David Rockefeller. Click web. You can pull it up. It was a North Carolina newspaper reported on it because the meeting was in North Carolina. The point is that it's the oil companies lobbying to shut off coal. Gee, I wonder why. Coal's 52% of the energy in this country. They can use coal in some of the processes to make diesel. So they do shut down all the oil and then try to jack up prices, they can go to that. It's got a bunch of other distillates used that oil competes with. So let me explain something to all you morons out there. I get zero money from oil, zero money from gas. I've got family, in East Texas, out there they got these tiny, like where the neighbor has a gas well that pumps so much, and then, you get a $500 check a month or something. And by the way, it's the gas companies that lobby against coal as well. So if I was, I've never got any money from it, but if I was, I would lobby for natural gas. It's actually a pretty good fuel as well. I mean, separately, but I would be lobbying against coal because I guess I've got connections to natural gas. But the issue I'm getting at here, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's come out in lawsuits that big oil, by and large, not the local wildcatters and people, but big oil, they want to shut down their competition. Duh. And General Electric wants it shut down because they got 3 years ago a waiver, look it up, from Obama, where they can put out whatever they want out of their smokestacks. Their competition can't even put water vapor and carbon dioxide out now without having to pay one of five different global exchanges. Private people, you have to go buy it from Al the Pig Gore, from the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. And then it's all selectively enforced. And then I just can't get over the dumb hippie types who aren't bad people. They're not Malthusian eugenicist scum. They mean well. But they're so ignorant, they really don't understand that 51% of our energy consumption is coal. And that if they shut that down, we're dead in the water. Meanwhile, the globalists have heavily invested in China, where they build three new plants a week, strangely enough. We shut down on average more than three a week. So our power's being turned off for factories, for your home. You know, the prices go up. I mean, you've seen the price of energy go up. If you plug your electric car in, it's coming from coal most of the time. That's going up. They're tearing down the dams, the hydroelectrics. We're being conquered economically. And it's on record they're doing this. And then look at these headlines. I'm going to cover this down and then come back and go to break. Look at these headlines. CNBC. Students are clamoring for fossil fuel divestment. And they have the universities owned by big mega conglomerates, tax-free families, come to them and then have all the students clamor and have rallies that are university-sponsored to have the pension funds and the school endowments divest. Now, when you hear fossil fuel, it ain't oil, folks, mainly. It is in the coal units of those. And, of course, foreigners like the communist Chinese, they snap up those stocks immediately. In fact, I saw a study out a month ago that actually this divestment is just making the stock go up because the stock had always been locked up. People wouldn't sell it. There's only so much of it. So now, you know, it's actually getting out there into the market. You'd think that'd drive it down, but actually driving it up, making interest as people go, oh, I can get that now. It's kind of like when they, you know, sell out of something at the grocery store and it comes back in, everybody rushes in to get it. But, I mean, just talk about useful idiot morons running around going, I want to save the atmosphere, shut off the coal plants when our plants are clean as a whistle. And look, if they are suppressing all sorts of better energy systems, but they're not letting those roll out. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, Texas was just energy dependent 4 years ago. We got to buy a bunch of our power from Mexico now, and it's totally dirty stacks 1 mile over the border. Look it up. So, buried in a little noticed rule, this is out of Bloomberg, on microwave ovens is a change in the U.S. government's accounting for carbon emissions. Oh, it's just an accounting thing, you know, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool. They could have wide-ranging implications from everything from power plants to the Keystone XL pipeline. The increase of the so-called social cost of carbon. See, it just says that. It just says, again, stating it's a fact that it's hurting the earth. To $38 a metric ton from $23.80, adjust the calculation the government uses to weigh costs and benefits of proposed regulations. The figure is meant to approximate losses from global warming, again, as if it's a fact, such as flood damage and diminished crops. And then they have a huge secret geoengineering program that's admitted to exist, which if we talked to all the meteorologists, is designed to screw the country up. I mean, we're under total siege attack. America's being conquered right now, so we collapse into the arms of the collectivist government. Just like Stalin turned off, you know, the power, the gas, the coal mines, and then wouldn't let people plant crops and had secret police running around burning them for a decade in Ukraine, Poland, and a bunch of other countries until everybody collapsed and went into collectivized farms that were basically gulags. The Great Leap Forward, the Culture Revolution of Mao Zedong, all CIA run, now declassified. 66 to 84 million, nobody knows the number, the Chinese say 80-something million, killed under a CIA Ford Foundation-managed operation. And the Chinese finally figured this out and arrested his wife, and then Mao was, you know, disappeared, basically, and they said he just died. Commies don't even like Mao. Only David Rockefeller wrote obituary in the New York Times saying he did a great job and we need to live like them. Our criminal government put the greatest mass murderer in history in power. That's now on record. Okay? Now, after they shut everybody down, then they'll turn stuff back on. But the point is, they're shutting everything off right now. All right, I'm done. I promise I'm going to your calls. Ron and everybody else on the other side of this quick break, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. And this is the InfoWar, and I'm here to try to save this country and save the planet, and I need your help to do it. We can do it together.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use in inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
After I take your calls, we're going to have an NSA whistleblower himself on the broadcast. Wayne Madsen will continue with calls after that as well. But the crew, neurotically, and that's because I've told them to do it, just searches everything I say, every claim I make, which is good because sometimes I call, you know, a river the wrong name. The Thames is the Thames. My brain scrambles things. But they pulled up the 1970s New York Times article with David Rockefeller praising Mao Zedong for his obituary. And they'll print that off. I'll be able to read that later on the broadcast. Yeah, August 10th, 1973. He talks about how great Mao was, and no one can deny how fabulous his form of government is. This is from one of the richest men in the world. And they got rich because of government relationships, giving them monopolies, and they love mail. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in Vermont. Oh, we should trust a group like that to spy on us. Oh, but we can't spy on them because we can't be trusted. Yes, Ron, go ahead.
Yeah, it's an honor to be on your show. I have three quick points, but first, for new listeners, I want to make it a point that you need to listen to Alex Jones' show for a good month to really, if you just pick a day, you might come off as, you know, a lunatic or something, but give it time and it'll sink in and you'll verify the things that he's saying are true.
Well, Ron, let me say this. I mean, in a way, I am a lunatic because it'd be like if I was in Nazi Germany watching them exterminate people, I would freak out. If I was, you know, watching the Romans crucify thousands of Christians for no reason, I would be freaking out. If I was watching Stalin kill people, I would be freaking out. Because crazy nowadays is doing something outside the norm. And so because I am upset about this, and I tell it like it is, and the general public has been told it's fun to live under this, I am crazy by modern definitions. Go ahead.
Yes, everybody needs to get desensitized to the things that you're talking about, so, you know, you don't get nervous, and they are true, and they are here to stay. My first point was I was watching C-SPAN this morning, and Republican Sanchez, a lady from California, she was saying what a joke it was that, you know, every time they get permission to do what they want to do, whether it be Department of Homeland Security or whatever, because she said, first, I have to get permission to get like a specialized room that, you know, it's a clean room, no bugs or whatever. So I have to get permission to get that room. Then I have to schedule it. And then the person I want to interview probably can't make that schedule. And then when we do agree, they don't show up.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Congress has had all of its authority taken and given to foreign corporations that now run all the intelligence, and they won't tell the committee chairman of the Homeland Security Committee what's in PDD 51. But the summary page says what's in it, and the orders to the Pentagon say what it is. It's a plan to arrest 50 million Americans and put us in forced labor camps. So see, even though the stuff's classified at the top, the manifestation of it is not classified.
Yeah, she was saying, like, you know, I'm active in Vermont. You know, I go to some committees and all. And anytime there's amendments, you get, you know, the existing bill, and then you get, you know, in red ink, it tells you what the difference is. And Sanchez was saying the federal government doesn't do that. They just say, oh, it's a change based on Article 15 of some section, and then you got to look that up to see what the difference is. It's a joke. My second point is, you know, back in 1990, I worked for semiconductor companies, okay, microchips and things like that. I got out because of, you know, the hydrofluoric acid that I used to work with and all on these machines. Some of the most dangerous chemicals there is are
and stuff. Oh, yeah, my cousin worked in that, and he said when there was an alarm, they had to just run as fast as they could. And if they got one whiff of that stuff, they'd all be dead.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, I went to Fort Meade. We were installing equipment there in the 90s. And, you know, if a chip broke or whatever, a wafer, you know, I was escorted out of the room. They'd vacuum every chip up, you know, so, you know, I guess you couldn't sneak a piece out or whatever. But
yeah, for those that don't know, Fort Meade's where the NSA is based.
Yeah, yeah. The walls are like 8 inches of copper, so nothing can penetrate it. But what I was going to say back then, you know, you keep on telling people, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you don't even know the half of it. And back in 90, they were already making microchips wirelessly so they can surveil, you know, combat troops in the field to know if they were dead or alive. They were giving vital signs.
Yeah, you're saying back in the 1990s they already had chips in the troops. Yeah, no, I've got family that's been chipped, and they're real mad at me and say, don't talk about it. Tell you what, I'm going to come back to you. No, stay there. Yeah, no, they've chipped the military. I want you to finish your whistleblowing, and then we'll go to Robert Everybody else.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Actor in Transformers and so many other programs. Back in 2008, he was on The Tonight Show talking about a dystopic NSA film he was coming out with where the computer decides the government's treasonous and attacks it, which that's a real AI scenario. If the technocracy was actually a good self-aware system, would probably go after the New World Order, or it might go after all of us. He talked on Jay Leno about how he calls it an FBI informant, but I've looked into the case. He's been talked to about it since. It was an FBI expert who was there to advise them technically on the movie, because it's about the NSA tracking him and stuff in the movie. So it was an FBI advisor, when they say informant, to Hollywood about it. And just to show him, he dialed in and showed him recordings of him talking to his girlfriend. And this is exactly what I was told by the FBI a long time ago. And, of course, then it came out that OnStar listens to you, can kill your car. Then it came out, everything I told you. Everything I told you. Because I had real whistleblowers that pointed me to, here's open source stuff where it's hiding in plain view. Because that's how they do it. They go, oh, it's microwave regulation. Yeah, you got to pay Obama and Al Gore billions of dollars, you know, to these front companies. Just a small, you know, just a footnote in a regulation. Oh, yeah, there's a telecommunications regulation. By law, we put snooping hubs and everything. Yeah, no big deal. It's an example of how out of control they've gotten. And here's another example. Last week, to show you NSA-style technology that's been deployed on Google, YouTube, Microsoft, Apple, all their systems. We, under fair use, there's no way in court because I've talked to lawyers, I've researched it, I've been on air 18 years. I can play a 40-second clip of Jay Leno talking to somebody on a show and, you know, critique it and give it credit and say where it came from. That's how the news does it, even if they don't have news sharing agreements. Just like the news can show clips of my show without asking permission. Now, if it's an entertainment show purely, if I was a for-sale entertainment show, to get technical, then I'm going back to Ron and Robert and everybody else. Stay there, Ron. I'm going to get to you. If I was shelling an entertainment movie or had an entertainment TV show, then I'd have to get permission to play a Jay Leno clip. But I am a news First Amendment transmission. That's the same reason ABC, CBS News, Fox News, they don't have to ask permission to play clips of what I say or what I do. I don't have to ask permission to play a Audi commercial about the green police promoting green fascism because I'm playing it to critique it. I have First Amendment commentary, but the computers don't care. If we play a Jay Leno clip here, they will put a strike on our YouTube channel. So if I play this, I have to go tell my YouTube guy, cut this out, because the bots, when it publishes, when the video instantly goes up, the bots are so fast now, it will scan a two-hour video, 2 hour, 15 minutes of airtime in a three-hour show. It will scan it and instantly block it and give us a strike for copyright material when it's not. People call me and say, can I put a bumper sticker on my car? You bought it. You can put whatever you want on your car. People think they have no rights, and they want to use this ignorance of copyright to control people. So this is an example of how everything's surveilled. You can say, well, YouTube's its own private corporation. Yes, but it operates as a public commons. And now you try to challenge playing 5 seconds of Jay Leno or other shows, they will automatically refuse your challenge. In the past, they didn't do that. So that's an example. I want to critique Jay Leno. I want to critique this Hollywood star. I want to talk about this. Totally protected, fair use, free speech, First Amendment. But it doesn't matter. The computers are now in charge. And that shows you how everything's surveilled. Every phone call, every fax, every email, everything. It's all recorded. It's all saved. I have real people listening in real time. Okay? Members of Congress, it's come out, have real people listening. Most of you, just if they want to check a file, they type a keyword in. And then they go type it in. And if they want to get you talking on the phone, they can sit there and put into a program, 15 years ago this came out, they can take a recording of your voice and then have a computer that can then beat a voice print with it to then frame you. Do you understand how this technology is in the hands of very evil people? The only answer is to organically realize the system is organized against humanity, and then 7.5 billion of us tearing out the digital TVs that are surveilling us, jamming their systems, speaking out against them. They still need moral authority. Exposing them, they will be forced to remove this. And this is the great challenge. Will humanity be absorbed by the rise of the machines, or will the machines empower us? The problem is the architecture is being built to dominate and dumb down. And we're now slaves of the machines. They've rewired our brains. And for most people, not to the better. Because they lazily just sit there and take it in instead of being interactive with it. It could actually boost your brain if you're interactive. And I mean really interactive, not playing some stupid video game. The real world's going on. They want you playing virtual reality instead of being in the real world. So I'm going to Ron, but I want to play this clip. This is the clip of movie star Shia on Jay Leno talking about what now, 6-7 years later, or just about 5 years later, this is 2008, is now ubiquitous, where if I leave this in the upload to YouTube, they will put a strike on us. We get three, they will take down that big YouTube channel that serves the public with so much information. So Shia LaBeouf, Prism warning goes back to 2008, and notice Huffington Post is smart. They put the interview on their own server so that they don't get blocked on YouTube. And that's what we have to do more and more ourselves, because it's not like I can play a 40-second clip and they're going to come after me. It's clearly commentary. I clearly have a right to be showing this, to be playing this here on the radio and TV. Huffington Post knows they have a right to put it on their own servers. And more, I think that's going to be the answer here to get around these bots. Here's an example. Joe Rogan, good friend of mine, frequent guest on the show. Every video we'd ever posted of him got taken down. Not a strike, but taken down. I had to have him call the company he'd hired to monetize people recording his comedy thing and putting it up. But the computer didn't recognize his comedy versus his voice on my show. And then it erased like 50-something videos going back 7-8 years on YouTube of Joe Rogan on my show or me out with Joe. And guess what? When I went in and challenged that last year, even when the company took it off, for me challenging it, Google gave me a strike. I'm not even allowed to have my friend that I've known since 1998 in studio with me in America. Now, that's a computer making a mistake, but this shows you how it's all surveilled. You're like, how do they record all the calls? How do they have it all? It's keyword, folks. They know Jay Leno's voice. They know the algorithm of that set. That's how it all works. Shazam came out, 4 or 5 years ago? You can hold your iPhone up when a car drives by playing the most obscure music. It'll tell you what it is. Now they've done stuff where they've taken my voice. And I warned of this when this first came out a decade ago. I said, there's a time where they can hit one button and release a virus that will erase my voice from the entire planet over every network in a matter of hours, especially once things go to the cloud. And now I had copyright claims by a Canadian company until I threatened to sue them, taking my videos down all over the web, not on my channel. They wanted to sneak and do it. They weren't doing it to me. They were doing it to everybody that had me with my voice, claiming copyright on my voice, when I've never signed something like that. That's happened with the guy that does the voice of Optimus Prime. This one day my kids wanted to hear it, so I looked up and found out there were all these claims on him at book signings and stuff with little kids. They'd say, will you do Optimus Prime for me? And it was identical, basically, in the voice print to the movie, and so copyright was claimed on him talking to a little black kid at a community event he went to. Autobots transform and roll out. And I can't do it as good as he does because I'm not him. It's kind of like idiots saying, I can do Beavis and Butthead better than this Mike Judge guy who was on the show. Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to explain to you how the NSA grid works. Google, all of it is NSA technology. They monetize. They gave us select insiders. It's all a front. Microsoft is an IBM front. They didn't think they could sell computers and have the software, so they gave it to a subsidiary. Bill Gates is nobody. He invented nothing. Do you understand that? This is on record. This has even come out in PBS, but they just kind of hide it in plain view. It's all fake. IBM sworn to bring in a worldwide Nazi tyranny. Look up the founder of IBM, Watson. Look up the other Watson. The discoverer of DNA says black people aren't humans. You need to find out who these people are, folks. All right, that's enough. I'm going to shut up. I apologize. Ron, finish your point about working at Fort Meade and the NSA. Well, you know they're going to be listening to this.
You brought up IBM. People should read the book by Edwin Black about IBM and the Holocaust, because
they ran it.
Absolutely. Why do you think they knew where everybody was? Those numbers on their wrist or wherever it was, those told, their location, what their occupation was. It was the punch card. I mean, and now they're collecting all this information, and they're coming after everyone, just like you said. My third point, though, things happen in life. And, I don't want to say, why did God do this to me? No, things just happen. And it's up to us to choose. And I choose God. And the one thing I wanted to say, you ask people, why do you think the globalists are poisoning everything? It's happening to them, too. And I do have a thought on that. You said, blood is taken, at people's birth. And I'm wondering if blood is taken at people's death. What do the mortuaries do with it? And it's about epigenes and how things in the environment turn off and on epigenes.
No, you're really smart. They do take blood at almost every death. It is also put in the Pentagon databases. That actually came out. I believe you're a really smart guy. And what they're doing is they're testing on us with all these poisons how to give themselves a cure. And they actually have
Absolutely. They need a huge sample base.
To find the magic genes, just like the immortal cell lines they found in the last 70 years of cells you basically cannot kill unless it's in a blast furnace. They want to transmutate and recombinate cancer cells as the key to immortality. That's one of their main study lines. And boy, if you want the NSA listening, this is highest level security what we're covering. Go ahead.
God does not make junk. And your genes are not your destiny. Your genes are good, and it's everybody's screwing with them and the chemicals in the environment that are changing those genes, the epigene. But your gene is always good. There's no one on earth that is.
That's right. It is such a lie to say 3,000 increase in breast cancer because you got bad genes. You've got genes that if you're fed poison and it's put in your water that you'll die. I mean, it's incredible. God bless you. I really appreciate it. That was a good caller right there. That guy knows what he's talking about. All right, we've got a listener, Regina, listening on shortwave, 12160 WWCR in Pennsylvania. Regina, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Thank you, ma'am.
I agree with you, Alex. I mean, I've been praying for him. Praise Jesus for his message. I did listen to Sanchez this morning, too, and that's what I wanted to say. I'm answering the question, yes. Snowden is a hero, not a zero. And Sanchez, there's Congressman Loretta Sanchez is her name. I don't know if maybe you want to try to get in touch with her because she proved to me what she said there. She said she didn't vote for the Patriot Act. She never votes for the reauthorization of the Patriot Act.
Yeah, let's get her on.
Okay, and what she said was that she specifically designated Section 305, I believe it was, and she said that what this got proved here, she said, yes, they can get this Snowden because they got the power from the Patriot Act. And as he said,
the power to snatch and grab him, and that came out in the news. They're saying they want to just disappear him. Why not? You're the good guys. You sure disappear all those little foster kids on the C-130s. Why not disappear him for exposing your criminal mafia? Oh, yeah, let's get him. Let's put him in a FEMA camp. Let's use NDAA on him.
Well, it was just real interesting how she mentioned, like he said, she has to get into these skiffs. She has to get she has to get authority from the other party to be even allowed to talk to these intelligence people, even though she's the Intelligence Committee under Homeland Security. But she says that these contractors will come in, and they have so much authority to come in. I mean, if you get a chance, it's on Washington Journal this morning. I know you got a million jobs, but she was on with Greta this morning, and I figure it was between 8:30 and 9:15 a.m. And, you know, she exposed exactly to anybody that thinks the Patriot Act is their friend, then they better realize that...
The Patriot Act says they can break in your house and plant things, and then if you catch them doing it, it's a felony if you tell anybody they broke in your house. I mean, it's just total criminal
right.
government. And that's why the FBI is now publicly killing FBI agents that know the bombing was staged. The Boston bombing is why they're killing witnesses. I mean, God help us, man. This is very dangerous because they're telling them, hey, you have NDAA authorization. You know, go kill Alex Jones.
Well, I think her testimony was really fundamental, too, because she was, you know, she was speaking as a person and a person concerned about individual rights.
And as a person
really
who has access to the classified, as a person who has, you know, everybody's calling about this interview. I want to get her on. So we'll definitely call her. Thank you so much. That's Congresswoman Sanchez. All right, we'll come back. Thank you, Regina. Let's go to Robert in Texas next, then Chris, Aaron, Harvey, and everybody straight ahead on the other side. Be sure and become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber to see the InfoWars Nightly News. One membership is 11 memberships. That's Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. Share your membership today.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all.
You know, I mentioned this clip and never got to it. This is Shia LaBeouf 5 years ago on Jay Leno talking about the FBI advisor to the show about a spy surveillance state bragging and dialing in and showing him his phone conversations. It was the governor. I cover this in Matrix of Evil, so I remember it, 2003, of Wisconsin, When I love the data centers, the threat fusion centers, I can, if I want to find my wife, I just dial in her number and it shows me her location. And they're like, sir, shut up. That's classified. It goes way above that. But it's like, we're the good guys. You can trust us, as Obama said. You can trust Obama to raise the carbon tax to pay it directly to himself. We're going to go back to your calls in a moment, but here is that clip.
And I remember we had an FBI consultant on the picture telling me that they can use your ADT security box microphone to get your stuff that's going on in your house, or OnStar, they could shut your car down. And he told me that 1 in 5 phone calls that you make are recorded and logged. And I laughed at him
back
a phone conversation I'd had 2 years prior to joining the picture, the FBI consultant. And it was like one of those. It was one of those phone calls. It was like, you know, what are you wearing, type of things.
Really?
Yeah. So it was mad weird.
Wait, so you mean they had a record of you from 2 years prior to me joining the picture,
even being associated with the movie?
With the movie.
Well, that seems creepy.
Extremely creepy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And he was a consultant.
Well,
that's good.
Wow.
He was a consultant on Eagle Eye. And of course, Leno now made the joke last night that Obama really does listen to the American people. We can't say he's not listening. And we can really say that he's our big brother. Like I was saying, he's a brother. Just amazing, ladies and gentlemen. But it's bigger than Obama. You've got the Republicans. You've got all of them. The Democrats, Slimeball Matthews. You've got Hardball Guy. You've got... the politically incorrect guy, Bill Maher, you've got them all coming out and supporting this because they're scared. This could bring them down. These are real whistleblowers. These people are not invincible. They've tried to intimidate the American people, and it has angered the population of the world. Now, since I mentioned this earlier, I want to show it to you. Here's the New York Times when Mao Zedong died, August 10th, 1973. Document cam, please, for TV viewers. You can just type in out of the search engine, David Rockefeller on Mao Zedong, and he says here that the social experiment in China under Chairman Mao's leadership is one of the most important and successful in human history. How extensively China opens up and how the world interprets and reacts to the social innovations and the lifestyles she has developed is certain to have a profound impact on the future of many nations. Because China is the model, and he goes on. Now, he killed, the Chinese say, 84 mil. Okay, 84 mil. The CIA says 64, 65, 66 mil. And about 20 mil, you know, with gunshots to the head. Now, this is the model. They're planning to shut everything off, then pose as saviors as they starve everybody. That's why they're digging in, getting ready for it. They're probably not going to get away with it because we're exposing their whole operation. Better learn about the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, all these people. They plan this here. They admit they've written books bragging this is the plan. You wonder why I know what's going to happen next, folks, because they've got a plan. They're about 10, 12 years behind. We're battling them. People say, why hadn't the evil all come yet? Why? I mean, it's bad, but not that bad. When's the FEMA camp? So you got an army manual about it. So what? When am I getting thrown in it? As soon as I can't hold this door back anymore. And it's like, bang, bang. Come on, everybody, help me. Oh, yeah. You say something's bad on the other side of that door. I'm like, help me. I say something happy's on the other side of that door. I say, open it up, let them in. I have mass Stockholm syndrome. But speaking of mass Stockholm syndrome, they do this all over the country now. They have off-duty cops, and I've seen these on the news, standing there, and they take your blood forcibly. They got a tiny sign down the road saying it's voluntary. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.